from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if Paul's coming in, Bob. Do you?
No, I don't. But I know that we're here, and Paul should be here.
Limits? Any word on that?
I remember on Friday, Paul said, all right, see you Monday.
All right, and we'll take that as the gospel truth.
We'll see.
God willing, and if the crick don't rise. Bob, I feel good. I feel horrible about my golf game and ready to quit, but we're not going to talk about that. I have an autographed Josh Allen cap on. Let me adjust the camera here if you're watching on 93.7
The Fan. You're going to have to put it close. Take your hat off and put it up to the camera.
Well, I've got headphones over.
Okay.
But I also have lobster macaroni and cheese for lunch. Would you like to share that with me? My wife made enough for
two. I appreciate
two.
That, maybe. But I have to eat when I go home, too, so I don't overeat. I already ate a donut, which I shouldn't have taken because it was out there laying unattached. So I said I'm going to take it.
Wonder Twin, why aren't we on the screen here? That's my question. We're not on this screen.
You're on the screen that I see. We might have to adjust that screen during
all right.
the break.
How do we look? Good? We both have red hats on.
You look
Bob
great.
And I look good.
I hope Paul brings a red hat if that's the case.
Yeah. How are you today? Good weekend? Any wiffle ball? Did you hear about his wiffle ball exploits, Bob?
No.
He travels with the ball. Wait. You didn't see Jason Mackey's column?
Mm.
Jason Mackey in the Post-Gazette wrote a column about city limits and Baldwin wiffle ball. His team travels. They've been
Is he a manager?
No, Coach, he's a player.
Yeah, I play and I'm the commissioner.
Competitive wiffle ball. They went to a tournament where it was all venues patterned after major league venues. He played at
the
Field of Dreams Field, Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium. This man is a wiffle ball maven, Bob. You didn't read Mackey's column, huh?
I did not see it, no.
Yeah, in Fenway Park, Brian Batko had a lot of nice things to say on Friday. And how about Saturday? Mike White said to me, he's like, man, the wiffle ball man right here, front page. And
he's
I was
become
like, yeah.
famous, Bob.
So let me ask you
sports
something.
Sports writers
though.
All knew.
So city limits, let me ask you this. When it comes to wiffle ball, if you're playing, what are the dimensions? Because you can't hit a home run if they're, what are we talking about here?
Right.
It's almost like a reduced pickleball kind of thing.
But
right?
they're throwing wicked pitches.
The rules and dimensions are different depending on where you're playing and what league it is and what type of tournament it is. There's no set standard rules in wiffle ball.
Give us a general idea. The Fenway Park dimensions.
Yeah, I'll give you the Fenway Park and I'll give you what Baldwin Wiffle is. So Fenway was pretty much universal in left and in right field all the way around. It's 1/4 of what the actual Fenway Park is. So down the line, I'd like to say, and the wall was pretty high. It wasn't as high as the actual Fenway Park, but probably about 30 feet up.
That's a monster for wiffle
ball. How long down the line? 100 feet?
I'd say about 100 feet. Maybe 90.
Bob, that's a blast to hit 100 feet with a wiffle ball.
With a wiffle ball,
maybe
110. That's a lot.
This guy put one off the foul pole at Yankee Stadium. He was like Stanton, Judge, and Soto yesterday.
Why don't
back
we do
to
that?
Back to back.
We could do that with golf. Get a reduced golf thing with sort of a wiffle golf ball. Have
I
some
would
fun
like
with
that.
That's something we should do. We should do next summer a 93.7 The Fan Baldwin Wiffle Ball collaboration charity tournament.
Apparently, we have a putt-putt tournament tomorrow. Are you participating in that?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody that's going to be in my position to run the show tomorrow, so I
find
respond
somebody
to no
and skip the
unless
show.
There is somebody that can take over for me.
Well, that's partially your job, right? I don't feel well all of a sudden. Did Crowley poison the mic or what's happening? It feels hot.
It's the West Virginia air and the
I've
in the
gone
studio
from good
from
to bad
Crowley.
Here, Bob. You know what is in the air?
For the game this week.
Is football.
Oh, yeah.
Football's in the air, Bob. Am I right about that?
This
the
is
Steelers
it.
Are done with preseason. College football's begun. Maybe Zeiss isn't here because his Florida State Seminoles lost to Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck.
They might have
wrecked Zeiss's weekend.
That was a disaster.
But football's in the air. We got Penn State, West Virginia. I'm going to a party. We have the Steelers roster cut down coming. You can just feel it. School started today for my kid. It's football season, Bob. Are you excited?
It is. I'm very excited because I love the weekends. There's always games. It's nonstop. You can pick what you want. And I think college football with 12 teams in a playoff is going to be very interesting. And it will, I think, increase expectations on Penn State specifically because they should be able to get to that field of 12.
I'll tell you who had a hell of a take on that was who's the other little guy who looks like you but isn't and is a producer?
Dom?
Intern Dom. Had an unbelievable take on this.
Oh, by the way,
which was what?
Intern Dom on Saturday celebrated his 21st birthday. I know you saw this, Joe.
No,
Josh Roundtree posted a photo of Joel, Callis, and Intern Dom playing the Wii in the Bowser studio at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon during Intern Dom's 21st birthday.
With drinks, I hope, because now he can legally drink,
Bob. I don't know if they were involved, but possibly.
Have you met little Intern Dom?
Yes.
Wonderful man and very opinionated. And I'll say this much. I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, he had a hot take. I think is that the segment, Dom's hot take? What's it called? There's a special name for it.
The Donnie Football Debrief that Dom probably made a hot take in?
No, it was his own. He said that everybody's thinking the 12-team playoff is a boon for James Franklin, right? A boost.
Should be.
For James Franklin. What if it's the other way around? What if now that you have an expanded playoff and Penn State can't even make that one, could it spell the end of James Franklin? And little intern Dom said it would.
Yes, he did.
He went hot take crazy.
James, for what people don't realize, is that James Franklin has as much security at Penn State as Mike Tomlin does with the Steelers, or at least close to it.
Which is why he won't lose his job.
He's
no matter
not
what
losing
happens.
His job.
So, but the pressure
for financial
will mount.
Reasons?
Yeah, I just think so.
One of those guys,
if they don't want James Franklin, one of those guys will reach in his $70 million to some of
all right,
those
so
people.
It's
like a nickel to me.
What
or
is
you.
The ceiling? The ceiling for me, for them,
they
is get into
the
playoff and win one game.
Yes.
That's to me is their ceiling.
They at least have to get in.
They have to get in.
Right.
I mean,
with 12 teams.
Okay, get in, win one game. They got to get in, Bob.
Right.
I think I'm with intern Dom.
And if you're a top eight team, you host a playoff game because I don't think they're going to be a top four. But if you're 5, 6, 7, 8, you host.
That would be incredulous.
And they've done things over the winter or over the summer this last year to prepare Beaver Stadium to host a playoff game. Like they've winterized it or whatever they say. We also have breaking news.
What?
Joe. We don't have a breaking news sounder.
We don't have any sound left.
We'll go with Tony.
It's only a radio show with.
We'll go with just
with
Tony
no
for breaking news. Text from Paul Alexander. Zeiss and I are golfing. Breaking news, he won't be in. Paul today.
So
that's our breaking news.
He said, didn't he tell you he was going to be here see you on Monday?
I guess I heard him wrong and he was saying
he meant Monday. Tuesday. All right, Bob, we forge ahead, don't
so
we?
So Bob
yes,
can move
do.
Over if he would like.
Yeah, I can move
other,
to a different chair.
Also,
chair. I was respectfully
to
deferring to Paul's chair here,
yeah,
but
ahead.
Now I'm going to move.
You
want
to move now or
no,
during the break?
I'll do the break.
I'm hot. I don't know why Crowley keeps it at 74 degrees. It's like a sauna in here. Was something wrong with Doran? Was something wrong
colder.
With Doran on the way out?
It's usually freezing in the producer booth.
Bob, did you sense coldness from Doran on the way out? I had to chase him down and show him my Bills hat, and it seemed like something had gone amiss there.
Did he pet you on the head?
No, that was you. That was you who did that.
I didn't do that. That's your imagination.
I thought Doran would be happy with my Bills hat, my autographed Josh
Yeah,
Allen
he kind of waved
hat.
You off, said, I saw it. Yeah, uh-huh.
I think he was kidding, but it seemed like something had gone amiss. Because usually he stays around for a little
happy
small
talk.
Happy yeah. talk. Yeah, in the hallway. Hallway happy talk. Who are we kidding? There's one story here in Pittsburgh. Actually, there's a trillion, but there's one across the sports landscape. And his name is Russell Wilson. People were shocked when the Steelers went out and got him, although certainly not Peter King, because he was on this show many times early in the offseason before Peter himself retired and said, Russell Wilson makes a lot of sense. They should get him. I think they're going to get him. That type of thing. People thought they were crazy. There's been a fabricated competition here between Wilson and Fields. I still saw them talking about it on ESPN today. Who's going to be the Steelers quarterback?
They have to know. I mean, to me, they can't possibly, unless they just have to fill time with this stuff.
It's fabricated, yeah, for discussion purposes so that they can argue, which is what we do too, to be fair. But, man, it's real now. Well, whatever we thought. I did think the window was a little bit open at one point because Russell was hurt with sort of a mysterious injury. Fields was having a really good camp, and I started to wonder. I did. But now it's clear. It's Russell Wilson. So if you're a Steeler fan out there listening right now, and I certainly hope you are, what do you make of that? It's real now. It's Russell Wilson, not officially named, but we all know he's going to be the Steelers quarterback, and all we have is really one series in the preseason. The game before that, I didn't even count. When's the last time he had dressed for a game? You know, all that. I don't even know if I count this one, Bob. So I ask City Limits, and I ask the populace out there, what do you think Russell Wilson's going to do? Because this season is now largely about him. Yeah, there's a million factors that go into every season. We all know for almost every team, including this one, no matter how people may want to downplay it, this is about the quarterback. How good is Russell Wilson? How good is he going to be? How much does he have left? Bob, I'll give you a scale.
Well, first of all, I'm going to start with the story that's not really a story.
What?
That Russell Wilson is still in a competition, and he hasn't been named start. He is the starter. All he had to do is look at that first drive the other day. He was on the field for, what, five plays?
Yeah.
And if you look at the 3rd-and-11 completion to George Pickens, it was a quarterback in the pocket who went through his entire series of reads. He went right, middle, left before he went to Pickens.
Which a high school quarterback should be able to do.
But I don't know that I have seen. Receiver. I haven't seen Justin Fields on a regular basis, and that's
still concerned.
Justin
Fields had a nice throw, too, on a play action.
He did, right
down
the middle.
Let me throw out the key question, and then
we'll argue. But I'm saying Russell Wilson was brought here for two reasons. Number one, the price was good. Number two, he doesn't turn the ball over. He's one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the history of the game based on how long he's played. Mike Tomlin has stressed that for a long time. Now, I don't know if I agree with the fact that they like to play these close games, and they've done well in close games. Last year, they were 9-2 in close games, one-score games. I would like to avoid those and make more laughers out of situations. In other words, score more points so you don't have to play a one-score game. But because they want to protect the football, Russell Wilson will be the choice, has been the choice, and never was in jeopardy of losing that choice.
Okay. Well, let's throw out the question. How good is Russell Wilson going to be? I'll say 1 to 5. One, he's going to stink. He's washed up. He'll be replaced early in the season. 5, he's going to be an all-pro. Where are we with Russell Wilson? And I don't know if you saw this story, Bob. I think it's Mike Sando over at The Athletic came out with his quarterback tears based on interviewing 30 coaches around the league. I'm not sure if they were head coaches, coordinators, but they were high-level coaches in the NFL. Where do you think Russell Wilson ranked among those quarterbacks? I'll ask you that, and then I'll ask you the key question, how good is he going to be? Where do you think Russell Wilson ranked among all the quarterbacks in the league on that list?
Now, we're talking about 32 starting quarterbacks.
Yes.
You're going to look at it?
Yes.
23rd.
Like 18th.
22nd. So the rest of the league doesn't think a whole lot of Russell Wilson at this point in his career. Bob, 1 to 5, how good is he going to be?
3. I think he'll be efficient enough to get the job done for them. So what's 3? If you're going from bus.
Can win with him. You can win with him.
Okay, yes. 3 would be my answer.
2.5. I think the possibility is out there that he gets replaced at some point. Don't think the Steelers want to pull that ripcord, but just 2.5, he's better than what the Steelers had situationally last year than all three guys, but still not good enough to win a playoff game.
I'm going to waffle a little bit here, which I'm not proud of.
That's okay. Waffling's okay once in a while.
I'm going to say straight, he's going to be a 4. That's not waffling. I argued for Russell Wilson before they got him. I think he has good football left. I watched those games with my own two eyes, including the one in Buffalo when that defense was relatively healthy. And he went toe-to-toe with Josh Allen in the fourth quarter and outplayed him. Made some unbelievable plays, flipping the ball ahead with one hand as he's about to get tackled. Crap like that. He went down the field for a touchdown in the fourth quarter and down the field for the winning field goal on the last possession. I saw that. That's Russell Wilson. I still think he has good football left. He was spectacular in the red zone last year. He can still move around. He's a winner, no matter what some people might say. And he did it last year, 26 touchdowns and 8 picks, 20-1 in the red zone, in spite of a coach who I'm not sure wasn't trying to sabotage him.
No, he did. So he did sabotage.
At the very least, hated him. A coach who hated him. An organization that wanted to get rid of him. And a fan base that had soured on him. And he still did that. So I'm saying that Russell Wilson can still play. I'm going 4, which is I think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. How do you like that,
Which
Bob?
Will lead them to what? What record?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Should be 10 or 11 wins, but that schedule has me thinking. I think if they added Ayuk, I'd be tempted to go 11, but I may be stuck around 10. Like he could be good. They have other problems that we're going to get to. But like I said, it is about the quarterback mostly, and I think he's going to be good, and I think 10 wins.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, despite all those stats you recited, which are all correct and they're all very positive, there are some other ones that are a little bit alarming, like holding on the ball too much and getting sacked more than any quarterback except Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And that is also really an indictment of an offensive line, too. He may hold on to the ball a lot. Fine, but when you're getting ready to get shredded too, you know things change.
He takes a ton of sacks.
He
there's
does,
no doubt.
So do,
but
they
if
both
you're
do.
If you're going to get Russell Wilson, like a lot of people said, oh, he's off schedule. He's doing all the stuff that Sean Payton doesn't like. If you don't want an off schedule guy, then don't get Russell Wilson, is what I would say. And I think Mike Tomlin's going to let him play. I think he's going to be on schedule a fair amount of the time. But the part that makes him Russell Wilson is being able to run around and do some stuff, right?
Yes. He has that ability to do it, and I think he's smart enough to know when to do it.
And it's not necessarily he's not going to scramble like Lamar, and he's not going to be running around crazy. It's the stuff that I mentioned from the end of the Bills game.
He's actually better out of the pocket.
Yeah, keeping plays alive,
right.
And then ad-libbing. That's what makes him who he is. If you don't want that, then don't get him.
No, totally agree. That's the thing that has to happen. If there's pressure, he uses his legs not to run, but to create more time for himself so he can survey the field and then do what he has to do. And he was good at that. You mentioned the red zone. I was looking back at video of him, and in the red zone, not only was he efficient, but he took advantage of what was there for him. He didn't throw into coverage. And a couple times he did take sacks. But 20-1 speaks volumes for a quarterback who knows what he's doing in that department, in that zone.
Now, a little part of me does wonder in the red zone how much Peyton had to do with that, with drawing things up, and do the Steelers have that kind of brain power at the coordinator position? We'll see. And I have to say, this is the caveat why I said I was waffling. I'm about 52% that I think Russell Wilson's going to be really good, which means I'm at 48%. See, I think it's boom or bust. I don't think you're going to get just like an okay Russell Wilson. I think he's going to be really good, or the wheels are going to completely come off here, not only on him, but on the whole season, and we could have the first losing record under Tomlin.
All of those are in play.
48% of me thinks that, but I'm sticking with my majority opinion. There's a little guy on my right shoulder, Bob, who's tapping me saying, Joe, stick with Russell Wilson. And there's a little guy on my left shoulder saying, you're crazy. Go with your eyes here. This thing's going to, the wheels are going to come off here. They got no second receiver. They got problems on the O-line with youth and injury. They got no depth on their defensive line. They have
depth on their defensive line.
You do?
I do.
Who?
Corners are a depth issue.
In the form of who?
In the form of, you're going to have Hayward. Ogunjobi showed me that when he's in there,
those are the starters.
Capable. Right. I thought Isaiah and Benton, of course, those three. But behind him, Loudermilk had a really good camp, I thought, and it's going to be hard for them to get rid of him. He made a statement for himself.
I'm not.
I think
DeMarvin
Leal looked very good.
Oh, come on, Bob.
If you're going to base it on what you see or not see, what did you not see?
I'm not basing it. I'm basing on what I've seen in real games the past few years.
All right, they brought in Dean Lowry. And
they might as well have brought in Nick Lowry.
Well, I think if you say depth on the defensive line, I think that's one of the areas that have actual depth and strength. Cornerback is another situation that concerns me. Joey Porter
Jr. I think all these guys were borderline cuttable coming into the season. We didn't know about Loudermilk. We didn't know about.
Yeah, we did. He's been here.
Yeah, and he's underachieved.
Right, and he stepped up because this is a big year
for him.
When
did he step up?
In this preseason.
That means nothing to me.
Okay. All right, then they don't. If you don't think that they have depth issues. If they do have depth issues there, what do you think about cornerback?
Depth issues.
Big depth issues.
Yeah.
Offensive line now, all of a sudden, big depth issues.
Yes.
What if Zach...
Receiver.
Zach
depth
Frazier,
issues.
He's their starter, and he's really good. I thought he opened up a hole for Patterson. Frazier, the center from West Virginia.
Yeah.
But now behind him, you have two guys who've never done that. All right?
But keep in mind, they opened up holes against guys who are probably...
Well, that's the other thing to keep in mind.
Shoveling groceries at this point.
Doing this game...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I've done it myself.
Amazon drivers, bartenders, whatever. But the point is, I said that at the beginning of our broadcast, keep in mind that this is all Detroit's reserves. They played no number ones, a few number twos, and a lot of guys who aren't going to be around. So you have to take that into account.
Only do you have to take it into account, isn't that period end of story? They're going against Detroit's reserves, period, end of story. What you see from this point on might not be real.
True. I mean, that's the one thing about preseason football. And I think we all have learned that over the years. But you have to judge individuals based on how you can, you know, put your roster together based on what they've done. And I think Loudermilk has done well this camp. I think Leal has done well this camp. I think their depth on the defensive line is not my concern. There are so many other areas that concern me, from wide receiver depth to cornerback depth to offensive line depth.
See, I think up front defensively is where you win championships. And if I could have picked one side of the ball to fortify the way they've tried with their offensive line, it would have been their defensive line. I think you wreck offenses up front. Cam Hayward is a major question mark coming off an injury and his age and surgery and everything else. Ogunjobi has been in and out. I'm glad he's looked great against other teams' reserves. Let's see where he is in week 11. Benton's going to be a star. But after that, all I see is question marks. That's it. And you need depth at that position. You're going to be going against some very, very good offensive lines and powerful running games.
I agree. But if you're going to assess it based on what you have there, you have Benton, Hayward, and Ogunjobi. You're not good with
that? Ogunjobi's been an underachiever on his contract, and Hayward is a major question mark.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll take the starting line. Yeah.
Okay.
It might be very good, but for 17 games, I don't know. And then depth.
Well, I mean, you can say that about every position. Your quarterback gets hurt, now you're in big trouble. You know, I mean,
but defensive line, you have to run guys in and out. You have to.
All I'm saying is I'm less concerned about them compared to other positions. Would you agree with that?
No.
No. You think defensive line is the number one issue when it comes to depth
on the defensive line? Yes.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I just do.
And you're more than
welcome. So tell me about your cornerbacks now. You must be convinced.
I'm about a 10 on defensive line.
Darius Rush is going to be good. You must be convinced that their slot corners who never played in the NFL are going to be good.
You're saying because I think the defensive line depth is the number one concern, that I think depth at all other positions is good?
No, but you said the number one concern is defensive line. I think you should pick other positions.
I'm highly concerned about the corner depth.
Well, then what? Okay, highly, even more so than the depth of defensive line?
No, I think I've made that clear. It comes in
second.
But
how could you say that?
Limits? Something is not getting
clear to Bob. Corey Trice played. He got injured the other day, I think, to some degree.
Do you want to compare backups? Who's your top backup defensive lineman?
At this point, it would be Loudermilk
or
Leal. Leal probably better.
Leal's been borderline bust. Loudermilk has been a total underachiever.
I'm basing it on what I've seen in this preseason.
I'm not, but okay. We're allowed to base it on whatever we want.
Okay.
Listen, they're both concerns. And then, yeah,
all right,
same
tell
with
me
the
about
corners.
Your corners. Who are your two reserves besides?
Probably Trice.
Okay, and he,
And then pick one out of a hat. Are we going slot corner, too?
Yes, all of them.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the defensive line, basically.
You need a slot corner. You need depth at regular corner. I mean, there's a lot. Safety's fine. But the cornerback position in this game is very important, and especially if you don't believe, like you say, their defensive line has a lot of depth. Now you got issues all over.
I agree.
Their strongest position is outside linebacker. I think inside linebacker should be good, too. So I don't think that's a problem, but we'll see. I mean, It's like a lot of teams. You could go through every team in the NFL, Joe, and they all have some issues. They have to, because when you have a salary cap situation.
I don't know if there's a lot of teams that don't have a number two receiver, a legit two receiver on their roster. Obviously, there's some. Not a ton that take themselves seriously and that are taken seriously do not have a number two receiver.
Okay, so Omar Khan has got his work cut out for him then in this next couple of days.
Omar Khan might have screwed up by trading Deontay Johnson too early. And I know he's called the con artist, and you know, everybody's in love with him right now. And I've praised him at times, but I've tried to keep it balanced. Not everything this guy has done has worked by a long shot. I respect that he takes big swings. I love that. Did Allen Robinson work out? Did Patrick Peterson work out?
They may have to bring Patrick Peterson back to play slot.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just saying. I don't know.
Patrick Peterson in the slot? No, thank you.
Well, again, what you've seen, I don't know what to make of. Beanie Bishop, okay, maybe.
Is Russell Wilson going to work out? What about the trading of – what about Justin Fields? Will he work out if Wilson doesn't? Do you think that what Fields has done – through preseason, through camp and everything, has moved up his timeline if Russell Wilson struggles? Do you think that timeline of when Tomlin would go to the bullpen has moved up based on all events of the preseason and camp?
I would say no. I would say, and I don't know about you, but I wanted to see more from the pocket. A good throw the other day down the middle of the field, which is very encouraging to see from Fields to Pruitt. Okay, fine. I want to see more of that. I want to see less running. Less fumbles. He's the only one who put the ball on the ground.
That was Crowley's fault. I mean, Zach Fraser's fault, wasn't it?
I don't know. Again, you never get a straight answer. But in the first time, whose fault was it? Was it the center or was it
nobody
the quarterback?
Nobody else moved, but the ball was snapped.
Okay.
That tells me
which one are you talking about? This past game?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Nate Herbig, first game when there were two quarterback snap exchanges.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about this.
You can make an
game.
Argument that I don't know who it's on, but something's not right there. And it just so happens he's the quarterback when all three of these things occurred. So
for a while, I thought the timeline moved up.
See, they're still talking about it. That's the whole topic right here.
Who should be the Steelers starting QB? Well, it's a difference to say who should be and who will be. We could still argue about who should be, but who will be, it's Russell Wilson. And here's the other thing, Bob, that I just completely forgot. Limits, do you think the timeline moved up?
If it did, it was a few inches. I don't think Justin Fields did much. I think he looked better than Russell Wilson did in preseason, but Russell Wilson was barely on the field. What did he play? Probably 25 snaps? Half a game?
See, I wonder if even some of the good plays that Fields made in the preseason would happen against starters and speed and talent that's out there on the field. But the other question is, oh my God, I forgot again, Bob. Do you think that Fields, as Herm Edwards opined today, will come in not just as a slash type player, but as a quarterback for some series? Do you think you do?
I think you'll see that from time to time, yes. I don't know how, when, but I do think they have it in their repertoire to use. And why not?
I think he should.
He's too athletic not to utilize.
He should. They definitely should. Now, it shouldn't be every game. You don't want to expose your cards every single time
I'm not talking. I agree. We've talked about this. He needs to be on the field for five touches a game.
Yeah.
He's one of the most explosive players in the NFL. And especially when you're lacking explosiveness, which the Steelers plainly are, that I mentioned they don't have a number two receiver. Fields needs to touch the ball. But I don't think that needs to be as the quarterback. Like, I don't need to see him trotting on the field for an entire series as the quarterback.
I don't want to see him getting jet sweeps either and potentially getting hurt.
See, I can't live in my fear. He could get hurt
as
a quarterback,
with that.
Too. I'm not living in my fears there, Bob.
Did you see that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to sign with Kansas City for a second tour of duty?
Did you see that Martavis Bryant is in excellent shape and
he
caught
had
a touchdown pass?
Yes, indeed. I think he's grown up, matured. I listened to an interview, and he's totally different than he was.
They should trade for Martavis Bryant. Jump in late and sign Juju and bring back AB. Let me ask you this question, in all honesty. If you brought back Antonio Brown right now with Juju and Martavis Bryant, would you take that top three over their top three?
Yes, I would.
I don't know. I think Pickens is going to be a star.
Yeah, I do too. All due respect to those guys. I'm just saying.
But if you told me after Pickens, you could have the Steelers 2-3-4, or AB in whatever current mental and physical condition he's in, Juju and Martavis as your 2-3.
That's what
four.
I'm referring to.
I would take them. Limits?
No,
you?
I wouldn't take them. I think Roman Wilson's going to be
you'd
pretty
take
good.
Scotty
well,
Miller.
Roman Wilson.
Wilson's not even ready to play.
This is more against the current. Like, I think Juju's completely washed. Antonio Brown, you don't want him in any mental state that he's currently in right now.
And I think it might be
I
perfect.
I like Martavis Bryant, but I don't think he hasn't played. How many years has it been since Martavis has played in the NFL?
I know.
Six years?
He's a good little story. Did you see the touchdown he caught the other night?
I did. You see who he caught it from? Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley to Martavis Bryant. It's 2024, everyone.
He's only 32, Bob. Go out and get him.
I would go get him.
Are they going to get cut. A number two? Let's save
I mean,
this.
Don't they have to? And I respect what Van Jefferson has done. He's worked hard in this camp, and he's gotten himself. I think Des Fitzpatrick's probably earned a spot on this roster, too, based on what he's done. But are they good enough, you know, when they're going against the top corners in the game, to put themselves out there to make plays? I don't know.
Man, that's a great question. So the question of the day, however, if you're listening, Russell Wilson is your quarterback. Whatever Mike Tomlin's doing is just a formality. You've seen precious little of him, but the reality's here. Russell Wilson is the guy, and in a big way, the determinant on where they go this season. How good do you think he'll be? 412-928-9370. We're going 1-5. He literally falls apart on the field. 5, he's an all-pro. Bob said 3, meaning he'll be pretty good and you can win with him. Wonder Twin said he's a 2.5, which makes him very vulnerable. I said he's going to be a 4. I think he's borderline top 10 quarterback in the NFL this year, although I say it with absolutely zero confidence. Where do you put Russell Wilson? How do you feel about this? I mean, again, It's some sort of miracle. It's surreal. If I would have told you at this time last year, when all of us, myself included, were riding high on the Kenny Pickett bandwagon, that 1 year, 365 days from now, Kenny Pickett would be Jalen Hurts' backup in Philly. Mason Rudolph would be long gone. Mitch Trubisky would be in Buffalo. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields would be the quarterbacks, and Russell Wilson would be your starter. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You would never, ever, ever have come up with that storyline.
Even in pro sports where almost nothing surprises you
anymore. And you want to know something? 365 days from right now, we may be sitting here with a whole new quarterback
room. Could be Dak Prescott.
Could
be
anybody.
It could be a rookie.
I mean, it's amazing.
It could be Mason Rudolph back in town.
This is the problem when you're chasing quarterbacks, when you have
could be Levis and Butthead. It could be anybody, Bob.
When you have a guy like Roethlisberger, and they don't have to worry about that position or developing that position.
That's why what Tomlin said at the end of the year was such a crock of crap when he said, oh, we want competition at every position. Quarterback's no different. Yes, it is. That's the one position you want no competition at ever. You want to have a guy who walks in every day and does whatever he wants, including having a radio show on a different station right before you give your weekly news conference. That's what you want at quarterback. No competition at all, ever, for 15 straight years. Not even a thought of competition is what you want at quarterback. Unfortunately, they still have it. 412-928-9370. Russell Wilson, 1-5. What do you got?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.